From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm tender-loving anchorman Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Norse Theater in San Francisco, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. It's great to see you. We're here in San Francisco for the rest of the month, and even though it's only been a week, we, all of us at Wait Wait, have changed. For one thing, we are now all millionaires. I don't know how this happened. Somebody came up, gave us $10 million each. We're supposed to make an app or something. Whatever. Anyway, now that we're all rich, we can afford to eat at the famous restaurant, The French Laundry. It's often called the best restaurant in America. But we couldn't get reservations, so we invited the chef himself, Thomas Keller, to join us here on stage. He'll be here. But we know what you're hungry for, fresh Carl Castle messages. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Jenny calling from Chicago via Denver and Houston.
Wait a minute. You're calling from where, via who, via what?
You have a terrible, terrible phone plan.
I actually live in Denver.
Yes.
I work in Houston, but I'm in Chicago right now.
Is someone chasing you? Well, Jenny, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a writer for the Washington Post is Ms. Roxanne Roberts. Next, it's a humorist and author, most recently of Alphabet Her Juice, The Joy of Text. It's Roy Blunt Jr. Finally, a comedian appearing this weekend at Levity Live in Nyack, New York, in July 24th through the 26th at Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Bobcat Goldthwait. Welcome to the show, Jenny. You're going to play Who's Bill this time? Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice in your home voicemail. You ready to go?
I am.
All right. Here is your first quote. Bill?
Relax, gringo. I'm here legally.
That was a T-shirt worn by a man this week in response to the crisis where?
The immigration crisis at the border.
Yes, indeed. The latest crisis at the border. The United States is under assault by the most mysterious, nefarious, unstoppable, adorable invasion force ever. Thousands of children. They've come from Central America looking for asylum and these Taco Bell Doritos Locos they've heard so much about. And so some anti-immigration activists have swarmed to the border to intercept them. They've been preparing for this, these guys, these militias, training in that technique where you put your hand on the little kid's forehead and they swing their arms, but they still can't hit you.
Turn your back on them, though, and you got to watch the... Anybody that's that small, I don't trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need any more small people in this country. This is a country of big people. Big, dumb people.
Now, Republicans...
And then I'm just too little. You can't hit me. Oh, I hate that.
Arizona has the law where you can... you're supposed to be able to, a police officer is supposed to be able to legally ask anyone.
Yeah, they show me your papers.
Yeah, if they're a legal resident of the United States, which I support, but I also believe that police officers should have to be a Native American.
Right.
I want an Indian cop asking John McCain how long his family's legally lived in the United States.
Now, this is true. Republicans are accusing President Obama of engineering this crisis of refugee children. Why? Because President Obama is in the pocket of the Go-Gurt lobby. Ooh. Some Republicans accuse him of doing this so the kids will grow up and vote as Democrats. That's why, they say, the kids, are when they arrive at the border stations, are being given food, water, and DVD sets of the complete West Wing. Republicans say they knew this is what Obama was up to when the Democrats suggested changing the voting age to 8. Here is your next quote.
Cleveland natives, it's basically like Jesus just came back.
That's B. Collins writing on Twitter about the return of whom? To
LeBron
Cleveland.
James.
LeBron James, yes. LeBron James. LeBron, the famous basketball player, signed a contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He said he wanted to come back to his boyhood home in Northeast Ohio so his own children can grow up with the same values he learned there. So someday, they too will betray Cleveland in return for millions of dollars. LeBron made the announcement in a letter published by Sports Illustrated. It's actually really quite beautiful and heartfelt. He referred to his 4 years in Miami playing there as, quote, going to college. Now that he's back in Cleveland, he's about to learn what we all learned. Life after college really sucks.
I think it's nice. I believe Art Linkletter was from Cleveland.
There you see.
That's true.
Art Linkletter could not play basketball very well, as I recall. I thought maybe if I just sort of went out in that art. Someday, I would like to guarantee the crowd that before this show is over, I will think of something funny to say about Art Linkletter.
All right.
Well, I'm going to think about either I or Bobcat will.
No, don't throw me under this bus.
You may. Okay, so I'm at my desk. This news hits, and maybe this is just a gender thing, or maybe it's a sports thing, and I like sports, but everything stopped. Nobody talked about anything. No boy talked about anything else for the rest of the afternoon. There was much debate about this. There was whether he was sincere. It was how much money he was getting. Nobody got any work done. It was like Jesus.
It really was.
It was. Sort of an opposite, you know, rapture. He just came down to Cleveland.
Well, what did you want to talk about?
Well, I mean...
Relationships?
I want to talk about cats.
Really, it's such a selfless thing to do to come back to Cleveland. It's like, he's just like Mother Teresa, who famously devoted herself to the poor of Calcutta in exchange for a cot, some gruel, a Mercedes S-Class, and an infinity pool.
But even Mother Teresa did not agree to live in Cleveland.
That's true. Here is your last quote.
A meteorite, the arrival of a UFO, the Earth farted.
Those are a few of the many theories explaining a giant what discovered in Siberia this week.
That giant hole or crater.
The giant hole, yes. Scientists announced the discovery of a giant hole in the ground in a remote part of Siberia. They said it actually appeared 2 years ago, but they've only noticed it now. Not enough time for whatever caused the hole to disappear and for a Starbucks to open down at the bottom. What is it? Who or what made it? It looks exactly like the kind of things monsters call out of monster movies. And we note that 2012, when the crater appeared, was also the first time most of us heard of Robin Thicke. Okay?
I think there should be another. It's not a very scientific term, hole in the ground. You know, I see a lot of people sitting around and say, I think what we have here is a hole in the ground.
Some kind of white lab coat.
Yes. I mean, there must be some kind of Latin. What's the Latin for hole in the ground?
The real question is, what might we find at the bottom of the hole? The answer? The last 300 Siberian guys who said, hey, want to get drunk and go look at the hole? Bill, how did Jenny do on our quiz?
Jenny got 3 and oh, how's that for good?
That's very good, Jenny. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and your life on the run. Take care.
Thank you.